We have for this past many weeks been in our Lenten journey, beginning with Ash Wednesday and ending just before the Mass of the Lord's Supper, Holy Thursday. And then entering into this most sacred of Triduums with Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and beginning last night with Easter. Easter is now the mark of the next several weeks until Pentecost. And in Easter, of course, we celebrate the Lord's resurrection. Today is the day, the solemnity of solemnities, as it's referred to, in which the entire church leads towards and the entire church leads from. Today's the day, if there ever was a day. In order to understand our Christian faith, we have to understand this day. It doesn't make sense without the resurrection. All of Jesus' miracles, all of his teachings, all of his prophecies, everything about him doesn't make sense without today. Which is why this is the greatest feast in the Christian calendar. Celebrating the power of life of God over sin and death. Death which comes into the world in original sin through the sin of Adam is now conquered forever. That should give us pause. What does that mean for us? That sin is forever conquered by the risen one from the tomb. We have a lot of accounts of Jesus' life, traveling around Judea and Galilee, working miracles for Samaritans and Jews alike, for centurions, for women, for men, for everyone. And today's account of Jesus is slightly different. No one actually witnesses the resurrection. No one sees him rise from the dead. It is, in a sense, a mystery of our faith. But the evangelists go to great length to convince us of something unique. Jesus is crucified, his side pierced with the lance, and he gives up the spirit on Good Friday in that passion narrative. There's no doubt Jesus is dead. And he's put into a tomb, a brand new tomb. There's no one else in there but Jesus. And sealed with a large stone and posted with guards. This is the Fort Knox of tombs. There's no doubt Jesus is dead. He's in the tomb and he's not getting out. And yet he rises. And the tomb is rolled away. And the soldiers flee in fear. And the disciples find him. If Jesus were just a man, just a prophet, just a nice guy, telling nice stories, and his resurrection was a fake, then we are hard-pressed to believe what happens after. That his disciples, who if they were making this all up, then go about and tell the story of Jesus, only to be persecuted and all of the apostles, except for John, martyred and killed. If it was just a story, a phony, would they have really died for it? I think not. They are so transformed by this action that Jesus rises from the dead to die no more, and has the wounds in his very hands and feet and in his side, that we will hear later in the Easter season that Thomas puts his hand into. He's not a ghost. So convinced were they of this that they had to tell everybody that they met. They had to share this message. Nothing like this had ever happened before. Nothing like this will ever happen again. That's the heart of the Christian message. That we are so convicted by what happens on this day that we have to tell people about it. That it affects our lives. That we draw people in and we want them to know about this great, greatest of miracles. The Son of God rises from the dead. And there's joy on this day. Tremendous joy. That the one who was crucified is risen. That sin and death is conquered. And that we all share in it through our baptism. That we share in that suffering and death so as to share in his rising from the tomb. And that's what the Christian faith is about. It's about life eternal. And if we don't get that, we won't get anything else from the Christian faith. This is it. This is the central mystery. Otherwise, we're just doomed to die again at the end of our life. And nothing happens. But we live with Christ. I have not died, but live to proclaim the glory of the Lord. And that's the account we hear. Eternal life, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection from the dead, and life everlasting, as we say in the Creed. It's an amazing day. It's a day where we usually gather with families and friends. We have a nice supper. We enjoy a day of rest and relaxation. Well, except for priests. And we celebrate this day with happiness and joy. And what we believe today, does it affect our life? Not just today. Easter doesn't end just today. This day is so important that the church dedicates an octave to it. There's 8 days of the solemnity. And then there's a whole season. So great is today, it cannot be contained in just one day. We have to spread it out over time. So what do we do with that when we leave this church? How does it change our life? Does this great joy that we are free persons forever claimed by God change us? Do we live differently? Do we, like those disciples, share the message that this one who has been crucified is raised? Do we let people know that? And how do we let them know that? By the proclamation of our life, by inviting them to a deeper relationship with God, to sharing with them the scriptures, to talking about our faith, to praying before meals, to acts of charity towards the poor, to disenfranchised, our fellow men and women. How do we make this gospel, this day, affect us? That's the challenge. Because if it doesn't, what are we really doing? How are we spending our time? So profound is this mystery that everyone who encountered the risen Lord couldn't believe it and their lives were forever changed. And we will encounter this risen Lord in the Eucharist that we will soon receive, in his body and blood that he gave for us, as an eternal memorial and covenant of this life that he offers to us. And having received this gift, what do we do? Do we give thanks? Do we give praise and adoration to God for all the wonders that He does? Can we think of and recall all of the graces and gifts He showered on us in our life and say thank you and to share those with one another? Christ is risen to die no more, risen for us. That is why we sing Alleluia today. Let Alleluia be the very song of our life, an expression of how we live, constantly in awe and gratitude to the great wonders God has done for us.